Thanks for coming, everyone. So we're going to study from the Svatemes and Parshas Vayera. Now, pretty much enough sheets for all of us. So as Avraham Avinu approaches Har HaMoria, recognizes through Nevuah, there's the place, Vayara Samachim Erechai. He now says to Yishmael, Yezer, Shmuel HaKoyim HaChmar, you'll remain here. What's about to happen is of such consequence and of such a nature that it's unlike what you and yours can be privy to, can relate to. It's something exclusively us. Now that means it's exclusively for us, you and I, just as it was exclusively for Avraham and Yitzhak. And the way he says it is that we're going someplace special to accomplish something unique. Ani v'hanal nelcha adka. Those are the words, well known. Ani v'hanal nelcha adka. We will go adka till such and such a particular accomplishment is accomplished. What is the accomplishment of the Akeda? What is adka? Because he went there and accomplished what had to be accomplished. And there's legacy, for lack of a better term, that's ours, that belongs to us, that we own, and that we live up to. What exactly is it? So, of course, we know what the Jewish people have gone through. We know that we say Akedas Yitzchak is the ultimate in sacrifice, and we have been expected to and have fulfilled the expectation of Akedas Baruch that we sacrifice, if and when necessary, and make the ultimate sacrifice. Rosh Hashanah is so much all about the Akedah. Shofar. The words in the Baruch of Akedas Yitzchak, Zarahayim Rahmin Tiskor. But we think of it reflexively as relating to sacrifice, an ultimate sacrifice. That's what the Akedah is. And we're ready for it, and we'll do it. Kadosh, 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 if we have to, in the most sanctifying way, with our very lives. The lives we'll give up for us. As Yitzchak. And yet, what we'll see is that the ultimate in understanding what the Akedah is about, the Akedah and its importance and its relevance is imminent. It's not distant. It's close, it's at hand, and it's not seldom. It's not seldom, and it's not intended to be seldom. And that's not what Avraham Avinu had in mind. It's literally every day, and even moment to moment, and let's understand why. Let's see the words of the Svatemes inside. So Rashi says, Melcha Adkoi, one explanation is that it's, so to speak, evoking Hashem's words, Koi Yizaracha. Because Baruch Hu had said, no, can you count the sea, sand? Can you imagine how many, ultimately, how many children and children and children you're going to have? A whole nation! And now, when Avraham Avinu says, V'anir hanar nelcha ad koi, so he's saying, Hechon masha omar koi yezaracha. As Rashi frames, what will happen to Hashem's promise? Koi yezaracha. If I pay my Yitzchak, can I sacrifice him? What happens to Kori? He is our Acha. So, you know, it's not a rhetorical question, and in pshat, what it means is, it means that we have to reconcile. Avraham Avinu is saying, the test that I'm going to rise, and the challenge I will rise up to is, how do I reconcile the promise of Kori? He is our Acha, and the fact that I'm about to sacrifice the only child I have. Elsewhere, the Svatemes says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the child, Bincha Yechidcha, to tell him, and you're not going to have any others. This is it. Svatemes says, that's the whole point of Bincha Yechidcha. So, that's the pshat in it. Heichon Masham HaKadosh. But the Svatemes says more. Ha'inyin hu alpi ma shekasam du b'makam acher in Tov Reish Lamedalit ki ikir nisayon ha'akeda hoya ma sheyada Avraham Avinu ala v'sholom ki asin b'nei Yisrael lama v'menu. It's not about Yitzchak. It's about us. We are going to be a people, a great nation, and Avraham Avinu anticipates giving rise to a people who are going to do mitzvahs, who are going to change the world. We are going to be the Or LaGoyim. We are ultimately, as the Rambam says, we're going to convey the people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One by one by one by one. Ultimately in millions, ultimately in billions, who are going to become monotheists, and they're going to recognize that there is Hashem Echad. Eventually, the Sakhan Oyim, the Malchus Sakhai, the whole B'nai B'sor, Yikru Mishmecha, because of us. And Avraham Avinu is ecstatic because ultimately that's what he wants. It's not for himself, he doesn't need a family, he doesn't have to have, you know, nachas from the kinder. It's a wonderful thing to have nachas from the kinder. That's not what drove Avraham Avinu's life. That's not what energized Avraham Avinu. Energized Avraham Avinu is that I might yet be able to bond man to his creator. I might make people finally recognize their maker. And that would be the fulfillment of everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately wants. And it's going to be done through Koyi Yizaracha. That's what the children of Israel are going to achieve. And he shows later on that that's what Koyi Yizaracha is all about. So everything is invested in Yitzchak, not personally, theologically. That's what he's looking forward to. The ultimate in accomplishment universally to bring mankind to God, and now it's gone. It's lost. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, for unknown reasons, wants Yitzchak now on that altar. I don't know why. That's when Hashem has chosen, instead of all of man being moved through Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zeh Simen is an aside. He says, the Zeh Simen Godel, L'haneman L'yotzer, L'yoyzoher, B'mitzvah Kalla Kivachamura, the lighter mitzvahs that we think, oh, you know, we'll do it quickly, we'll do it without necessarily concentrating so much energy and putting that much of ourselves invested into how we do this mitzvah. No, if this is the mitzvah you have to do now, it's everything. It's everything. If I have to put on tefillah now, this is the entire world for me now. This mitzvah is putting tefillah. I have to be mivaker cholim. I'm visiting with somebody. I'm the luckiest person in the world that I now am doing and engaged in this holy mitzvah. There is nothing else. And so when halacha comes and says, well, what do you do when you have a conflict and you know, it's time to do this mitzvah and it's also at the same time you're being Isaac in Yenim mitzvah. So that's why we have these gemaras and deal with this in a very serious way, because when you have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah that should be with 101% of your whole being invested in it, without thinking, well, I have other, and there's bigger. No, there's no other, and there's nothing bigger. And in the case of Avram, in ki l'chol zechiyos, with all of the merit, v'avoydas kol zera Yisrael. Imagine, all of the mitzvahs in my sitovim of the Jewish people through the millennia. Billions and billions of mitzvahs. Trillions of mitzvahs. And my sitovim and tefillahs and devotions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of that is what Avraham Avinu is preparing for. It has no measure. Avraham says, I have to give it all up. So it's an interesting perspective, first of all, that Svasemis is bringing to all this. He's saying that what's really irksome and the challenge that he's saying to Avram isn't so personal about his son, you know, but the bigger picture of what does his son represent? A future of an entire nation, and it's of such consequence, and it's going to be historic, and it's going to be epic. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, okay, bring him up, take him up, put him on the Mizbeach. That's what I really do. Okay, so Avram Avinu has to reconcile that with the entire glorious story of what Am Yisrael was supposed to be and become because of his son Yitzchak, which all now is gone. His brother-in-law in Sifsei Tzadik says that he heard the words literally from the Svasemis' mouth, where the Svasemis said, everything which he would be taken to us, all the rechush, the treasure that Klal Yisrael would amass, treasure of my sitayim and mitzvahs, he calls it the rechush. All the rechush of Yiddish 11, of Jewish life, of thousands of years. Avraham Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sacrifice. 7 hours, Hasnana. So what does this mean? This means on one side of the scale you have Akedus Yitzchak and sacrificing his love. On the other side of the scale, you have the ultimate accomplishments of all of Klal Yisrael, of all of us, through the thousands of years, through the millennium. Avraham Avinu now says, I will do this act, which seemingly is now on par with, it's somehow on a scale with all of that which would have been accomplished by Zera Yitzchak. I'm going to do this so right. I'm going to do this so perfectly. I'm going to do this with such total devotion and with such great and complete heartfelt love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it will equal and be as powerful and as important and somehow, Hashem knows, as consequential as the trillions of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that would have been done by Zera Yitzchak for Deres Adiyad. Nichnas Ata Avram Avinu Alav Hashalom L'takin B'maisa Zu Kol Masha Asidin B'nei Yisrael L'takin Ad Doi Kol Hadoiros Zehu Shekasa V'nelcha Ad Koi. V'nelcha Ad Koi means Koyi Yezaracha Am Yisrael. Great lights, each great point of light accomplishing so much. I remember once it was a L'havdu. It wasn't a bad person. Former president, he talked about each person, each citizen being a point of light, and I said, it's almost biblical. George W.'s father, the first Bush one. It's true. Every year is a light. Every year is a shining point of light. And just as the Kechavim, all of them attest, each in their own way, to the farthest, inexplicably infinite distances of the universe, that it's Moloi Kol Oilam Kvaydoi, every year doing the mitzvah in the time that he lives, she lives, in the place that he or she lives, in the circumstances that he or she is in, is like a star in a particular place in the constellation that's shining brightly with billions of meters of gas ignited as the person does the mitzvah. And Rav Avinu is saying, when I do this Akedah, I'm going to ignite all of that energy, and all of that energy, and all of that uftu, all of that accomplishment, is going to be accomplished as I sacrifice my youth. Because after all, everything would have been, and now it's not. It's just all concentrated in this one act, in this one moment of the Akedah. So the Sfas-Emes' take on it, and we'll prove it. The Sfas-Emes' take on it is, thank you, sir. Sfas-Emes' take on it is that what he did then projects onto everything we do, because that's what Avram had in mind. What was on Avram's mind? It wasn't on his mind, oh, my son, my beloved son. Yeah, of course, on the most human level. My son, my beloved son. Now I lose my son. Married man. What am I going to tell? I'm going to tell Sarah. How am I going to? Whatever. Yeah. That's not what's driving Avram. That's not what's on his mind. What's energizing him is that Koi Yezaracha. I have to do this ad Koi, meaning I have to accomplish ad to the extent, ad means, right, even to, and the extent of Koi. Where Koi Yezaracha means they, my children, in the millions and trillions that would have accomplished all the mitzvahs, Koi, I have to reach all of them and accomplish all of that in this one moment, in this one act. That's how perfectly I have to behave. That's how perfectly. And so he binds Yitzchak, right? The binding means the complete facility of hand and foot. And nothing but, not a flinch, not a muscle, would not belong to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not an effort, not a nerve ending, not a fiber of being, but to you. But the real issue is that what Avraham Avinu did is show us the way. Showed us that this is how Koi Yezaracha. This is how we do a mitzvah. This is what religiousness is. This is devotion to Hashem. And Sfas-Emes goes on to point out, and he's referring to a remark to Rav Moshe Cordovero in Parvus Rimoinim. Rav Moshe Cordovero was the Rebbe of the Ariza, who says that Koi is the Aloshin Malchus. And where in some cases the Torah says Koy Amar Hashem, and the other Nevi'im also say Koy Amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu also said, Zeh Adavar Hashem Tziva Hashem. What's the difference? Zeh Adavar Hashem Tziva Hashem means that it's all open, it's revealed. Moshe is on Har Sinai, and it's told to him. He had Aspachal Yehameira. Koy means there's darkness, nobody knows, nobody hears, nobody understands. What's the will of God? What does God want? And in that darkness, and in spite of that darkness, comes the Navi and says, Koi Yomar Hashem. Those are the most dramatic moments in the Nevi'im. The Navi, in the most dark moments, and where people don't know, don't want to know that there's a Rabbi Nishal Eilam. And the Navi comes and says, Koi Yomar Hashem. And light suddenly dawns. And light spreads where there is this, finally, displacement of all that darkness. So he says, that's Koi. And that's Menelcha at Koi. The Sif Koi is a Rafa Perish. Shibnei Yisrael, Yitaknu Bechinas Malchusa Yisbarach. Koi is a Rafa means the children are going to accomplish great things. What are they going to accomplish? They're going to accomplish that the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch should be known and felt in a world that denies, and you and I living here now, Toshin Pei Gimel, are we seeing it? It's Ma'amahapecha. A world that used to be, I don't want to say through, whatever they were, whatever belief they used to have, whatever kind of going to some place to worship they used to go to, but now, and increasingly we look so different, they look at us as who are these observant Jews? Yin Nebuch Le'alein, through Yin look at us as backward, because we're believers. We're trying to say to the world, there's a Melech, Malchim Lochim. And what does that Melech want of us? Koi Yezeracha is Koi Amar Hashem. Bnei Yisrael are going to be metaken b'chinas Malchusa Yisbarach. She'enu Nikku Ba'olam, where otherwise Malchusa Yisbarach is not known, not seen, not accepted, not witnessed. Shezeh Hefrish Amar Chachamim between Zehazavar and Koi Amar Hashem. On the other hand, Shehu Hizgalus Ha'aram Mitaycha Choychev. Koi Amar Hashem is the revelation in otherwise the darkness that prevails without the Navi, or without us, because we're all Navi. We're all messengers of Hashem. You have to remember that we're all Navi. We're all the ones who are Koi Yezarach. It's not just Koi Omer Hashem, the Navi, Yirmiyah, and Sheyavu. Who's today's Navi? Who's going to speak the word of Hashem? Who can? Who will? Who's bold enough? If not Yidin, observe Yidin, from a Yidin, find a Yidin. We're today's, we're the Naviyin. It's me Eshlach, me Eilach, Lano. Otherwise, the Kesh Baruch Hu says, who shall I say? And that's what Avraham Avinu has in mind. Avraham Avinu says there's going to be a darkness in the world. Eimach HaSheichem, as we read about last week in the Brisbane of Sarim. So Kesh Baruch Hu says there's going to be such darkness in the world. Your children are going to be the ones to bring light into the world. And now, take Yitzchak, bring it today. Says Avraham Avinu, I insist to invest all of the energy and all the hope for a future of the thousands of years and for the millions and hundreds of millions of Yidden who will live and flourish and bring Malchusa Yisbarach to be felt and known and glorified. I insist that in this act that I'm about to do, I'm going to do it, as we would say, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I love Sfiras Ayma because whereas so many other mitzvahs, we should realize that what we don't do, I'm not myself. I'm doing it as a Yid, which means I am doing it with you. We are about to do this. The person picks up a Kiddush cup tomorrow night. He's an aid. He can't be an aid alone. So that means, perforce, we are saying to the world, Yoyim Hashish, my earth, look at the majesty. Look at this. I'm not doing it. You're not doing it. It's we. B'Shem Kol Yisrael. That's why so many of us are, particularly spirit, we say, we say a preparation, because the preparation is to remind us, it's not me, I'm not. We are about to do this and accomplish this great accomplishment. In one year, that means every neshama is attached to another neshama, so when one year is accomplishing something, every neshama is accomplishing what that year is accomplishing. And Avraham Avinu is the first who, obviously, when he's doing the Akedah, he's doing it, so to speak, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. It's the ultimate B'Shem Kol Yisrael, because it's all wrapped up. Kol Yisrael is wrapped up. I don't mean Kol Yisrael with a kuf. Kol Yisrael with a... All of Israel is all of Am Yisrael is in Yitzchak. And he says, what do we learn from this? Second line from the bottom. Hine be'emes ha'yizeh ha'chono l'kol ma'isa b'nei Yisrael. So we started out saying, of course, the Akedah is the ultimate sacrifice, and Yidden have been there who have said Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekim, Shema Chod, and sang Ani Mamin, Katashem Shemaim, in the wholehearted way, says the Sazemis. Avraham Avinu is now acting on behalf of, and for the sake of the accomplishment that would, should have been the accomplishments of all of us, the Dairos. So the Sazana says, Hachana l'chol ma'ase b'nei Yisrael. It's on the other side of that scale, so it's a Hachana for everything that Yidden are going to do, for all time, through the ages. He's not acting for his own sake. He's acting for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, this is b'mkom, this is instead of all the mitzvahs and ma'asim told him that my children's children would have done. But after the Akedah, Yitzchak is still there, and the children's children are here and free to do all those mitzvahs that Avraham Avinu had in mind. Every mitzvah we do, and every effort, the Mikadosh Shem Shemayim, that's our effort, that's what Avraham Avinu had in mind. And that's what he acted with investment of devotion as he did what he did, or was about to do what he was about to do. What was on his mind was every mitzvah we do, all the Ma'aseh Tovim, every chesed, every tefillah. The fascinating idea. He connects the machshava taiva of Avraham Avinu, who was thinking about all the mitzvahs that ultimately would be done. So that's my mitzvah. That's tonight I'm about to say Kriya Shema, which is a deraisa, and tilos arvis. I should think, you know, Avraham Avinu cared so much about this reception that we were going to do. And he had such devotion. I should connect to that devotion. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mitzaref. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring together Avraham Avinu's kavanos and machshavas, his machshavatav, to the ma'isa that I'm about to do. Chazal specifically talk about tefillah. It's a fascinating thing. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba says, "B'shal she'okad Avraham Avinu esitzchut b'noi, hiskin ha'kadosh Baruch Hu shnei kvasim." That as he, Avraham Avinu, was preparing the Akedah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, ah, good. So let there be for the children's children who are being sacrificed here, but not, they're not being sacrificed. Let there be two more mitzvahs. The Tomet Shel Shachar and the Tomet Shel Min Haraboy. Hiskin, Medrash Rabbah, not an obscure Medrash Rabbah. Hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kvos, Echad Shel Shachris, Vechad Shel Arvis. Why? Because every time we bring or say, and say, "Shachapayusi al derechem zechayno lefnei Hashem before God." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I remember it." Hakadosh Baruch Hu zeicher Hakadosh Baruch Hu akedas yisrael. What does that mean? It means that at that point, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Let there be the mitzvahs of the tamid, which we are mekayim by davening." So our mitzvahs of davening begin. Where because of the avodah that Avram and devotion of Avram at that moment was of such impact and so pure and perfect, because Baruch said, "Ah, so then we'll continue this. We will continue this with the sacrifice of the Tomid, which we are the kain through davening." It gets better. The Ma'aser Rekeach, who was the ancestor of the Rekeach Mishpacha, Elza Mishpacha, he's ready before Chassidus. Ma'aser Rekeach says, to reconcile a bunch of different issues, he says that the reason there are two is because the binding of Yitzchak was in the morning. The aisle was besvach bekarnov, was stuck. So Avraham Avinu had to disengage it and free it from where it was in its horns, not able to be taken, and that was in the afternoon. The binding of Yitzchak was connected to Tomid Shel Shachar, and the actual hakrova of the aisle instead of Yitzchak was in the afternoon, was Bein Harabayim. And that's the meaning of the Medrash Rabbah. Gemara Tamid tells us, yeah, that the kvasim that were the tamid, that were the daily sacrifices, they were bound. They were bound, yad v'regel. And Mishnah says, ka'akedas Yitzchak. Before the sheep of the tamid, every day, morning and afternoon, the right forefoot and the left real was together, bound, and the left and the right, you know, just like ka'akedas Yitzchak. The Mishnah says, because the Akedah is not this far away, impossible Chalila, we should never have to come to it. The Akedah is something, relevance and impact is imminent. So what Avraham Avinu had in mind was a level of devotion that he said, my children and children's children are going to have. I know they're going to have it. I'm going to be the first to do it. And now we continue it. Because our mitzvahs and my symposium are what he had in mind when he said, I'm giving it all up. So that, yes, Akeda is upon us in good times, with a smile, when we do mitzvahs, with energy, with exuberance, with devotion, with Ave and Yira, because we are continuing with Hashem's and with Avraham Avinu's investment. He opened up, he blazed the path, and makes it possible for us to latch on to and connect to what he began, to live the way we, Baruch Hashem, will and do. In that spirit, with that energy, and with those goals, with that purity, he began with which we. Thank you very much.
Yes,
good job, sir.